USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Colorado, with 1,800 students inside, grades kindergarten through 12.
We were standing outside the parking lot right next to the high school when we saw an officer walk in with a patrol rifle and a vest right after they set the school into a lockdown, which we could hear over the loudspeaker.
Police say two students opened fire at their classmates and hit eight of them before being subdued. One of the students has died. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger is reporting from STEM Highlands Ranch School outside Denver.
Heavily armed sheriff's deputies arrived 2 minutes after the first call. They engaged the shooters inside the school and arrested two. They then cleared the classrooms, escorting the students from the building to places of safety as ambulances rushed the injured to hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
It appears some states have had it with daylight savings time. More states want to do away with changing the clocks twice a year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
South Carolina is the latest state asking Congress to allow it to have daylight saving time all the time. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee approving a bill Tuesday saying the state's General Assembly plans to adopt year-round daylight saving time if the move is authorized by Congress. And about two dozen other states are considering or have already passed similar legislation. President Trump tweeting the day before the time changed in March that, quote, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me. Some lawmakers have had concerns about kids going to school in the dark in the winter or of certain states being out of sync with their neighbors if they don't pass similar laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Denver is trying to be the first city in the nation to decriminalize magic mushrooms. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Voters in Denver, Colorado on Tuesday will decide whether to become the first city in the United States to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. The measure would make the personal use and possession of the mushrooms by those over 21 years of age or older in Denver the lowest law enforcement priority. That's according to the measure's language. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's Schedule 1 under the DEA, which means that it's believed to have no medicinal value. It can help you medically. Well, you know what we've been learning in the last few years? Medical marijuana has a use. Guess what else has a use? Psilocybin. A study in about a year ago, in 2018, showed that it actually decreases resistant depression by 47%, a study in Nature, a very important journal. It works for depression. It works for anxiety. It works for attention deficit disorder. Right. It seems like our veterans coming back from the war have some positive impact.
Disney has released its upcoming film schedule. Avatar 2 is set to hit theaters December 17th, 2021. And the three subsequent films are each set to be released the weekend before Christmas every other year, the final film being released December 2027. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.